Good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, R.C.T. Uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of shown up cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk to G-Funk. I wants to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. Want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesman cheer. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for mature.
Live, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
Let's light this puppy up today, baby. It's Friday. Mm. You know there was a Hillary sighting today, right? Oh, yeah. Hillary has become like the groundhog. You know, you wait for the groundhog to come up. Everybody and a brother been looking for Hillary, but guess what? There has been a Hillary sighting. Thank you, wherever you are, for watching, listening to America's fastest growing cannabis show with a twist. It's called Living the High Life. We're powered by none other than Weed Maps. That's how we roll. Listen, I crush the competition every single day. Both eyes closed. One hand behind my back is how I roll. My name is Isaac Griffin, better known as the King Cola, baby, the Big Bud Man of Cannabis Kingdom. Listen, I got to tell you something. You know, it's holiday time, right? So Merry Christmas to all my Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, newbies joining the game. Here's my plan. Here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to tell you right now, later on today, this week, and for the rest of this month, I'm going to be trimming the buds. I'm going to be checking them out twice. We all going to be getting high. And it's going to be twice as nice. It's holiday season, man. We're going to have a good time today. Here's what I got. You know, I set the tone in this thing that they call cannabis media. I do a thing they call the blunt truth. Blunt truth is where we just kick it. We put it out there right. Now, I was all over social media yesterday. And when I got to the Dope Magazine studio right here in the heart of Phoenix, that's Defend Our Plant Everywhere, baby. I was riding in and I heard a couple things that immediately, and one thing about live radio, see, we don't record this in the garage, in the basement, and then send it over somewhere for them to upload. This issue's live, straight live, baby. And it's not about me being right. The kind of show this is, it's not about me being right. It's about me being real. So check this out. If you want to reach the show, because we are an interactive show, you can lock in on Facebook Live at Ike Mega, I. You can catch us streaming live all over the world, baby. From Dubai to Amsterdam at 1100KFNX.com. Now, check this out. Yesterday, I threw up a few topics. See what my cannamaniacs, what ahead was during the holiday. And religion and cannabis blew up. Folks are, well, let me just say, they want to talk about that. They want to have a little dialogue about that. But one thing about live radio, it could change at the drop of a hat. Breaking news, developing news, all kind of stuff. And this is a story that I thought I needed to spend a little bit of time on. Because they're not telling the story right at all. Right now, there's a pretty grim tally out there, my friends. And it's growing as we speak. Right now, I'm talking about more than 50,000 overdose deaths in this great country that we live in. That's no good. This is such, they should call it a pandemic, not an epidemic. But at least they got enough nerve to call it an epidemic. 50,000 overdoses, my friends. Now, I'm sitting here on a platform of 50,000 watts, and it would behoove me to start talking about how to roll a blunt. We don't do stoner radio, folks. We hit the real issues and the current events that are affecting our community. And let me tell you how. Because you're going, heroin? What's this got to do with cannabis? Well, I'm about to tell you. Because you just heard a show go off. And I love the happy house call. But you heard a guy immediately attack what's going on. And when I say attack, he had an alternative to getting people off the opioids. God bless him. We need more of it. But you know, we already got the alternative to opioids. But let's get back to the story. Right now in Arizona, my friends, probably in your state too, if they got 50,000 overdoses, probably in your state too. Prescription drug overdoses have now overtaken gun deaths. Did you hear me? Let me slow it down. Heroin, prescription drugs, the overdose deaths have escalated past gun deaths. Nobody seems to care.
Yeah, I broke that down a little bit, Isaac. That's 961 a week.
961 a week.
137 a day.
Now.
That's breaking it down.
Now, they go crazy in Chicago because Chicago is on track for two murders a day. We know a lot more happened. Yeah, yeah. But we're talking about in a year, almost 740 murders.
It's unbelievable.
And they tripping out in Chicago. And those are gun deaths.
Those are firearms.
Firearms.
Okay, let's.
Now let's break it down.
Yeah.
Let's do this, Chet. If we look at gun control, and Chet said you got 2 minutes, get it in. So I'm gonna try to get this in, and we're gonna keep rolling with it. People are more not concerned with heroin because heroin is looked at as the street drug, gutter people. It's changing, but normally, if you have an overdose with heroin, it's with the needle, and you're doing it to yourself.
That's exactly right. Self-induced.
And a lot of people say, hey, it's your body. Do what you want. If you end up killing yourself over heroin, hey, man, that's on you.
Yeah, but you're purchasing it illegally.
Now you're going somewhere. Because today I heard a show, and they act like they were going somewhere and left out all kind of ish. You just hit it. People are mad at guns because a gun, if you shoot it and kill yourself, it's called suicide. So most people don't do that. They take that gun and they're shooting and taking someone else's life.
Yeah, but that's still illegal either way.
Come on. Now, in what I heard earlier on the so-called news station, he left out the part about you had to go get that heroin from somewhere. You had to get that prescription from somewhere.
Well, someone distributed that prescription.
How do you leave that part out of a story as important as this, my friend? I do not know.
And it's not assumption.
No, it's not assumption.
No.
I mean, Franco don't make heroin. He got to go buy it. Most people in this country don't know how to make heroin. You got to go buy it. Most people don't make guns. You got to go buy one. Find one, steal one, whatever. So you can't start to separate and go, you know, heroin is killing more people. No, no, no. You got to go back to the distribution and start there. They seem to let that go. When I come back, I got to tell you what they're using. I've been telling you about these PMPs. And I know you guys want to do religion and cannabis. I got some of that coming too. Don't move. Keep it locked in.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields, and to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow, phxhydro.com.
At Earth's Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parcdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Man, I hope you guys are enjoying this good cannabis talk, this dialogue. We're just trying to keep you up with the current events, things people don't want you talking about in the mainstream media. And we're just talking a couple things. I told you earlier, the show, Living the High Life, the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, with a twist, current events, news, topics, things you can use before mainstream media messes it up, and tells you about it. That's simple. We do it every day. We are the nation's only daily cannabis talk. We don't do the stoner talk. They got enough of that out there. This is a time, my friends, where what we do will start to set the pace for the next level. Information, education is the key. If I can just keep getting information and education out to my cannamaniacs, you guys will be the Johnny Cannabis Seed people. Just plant them, baby. Share the show. Share the information. And here's what's cool. I get so much information from you guys. That's what I like. Because it's like I'm getting a PhD in this game. I'm, quote, you know, they say there's experts. I say there are none because the information changes every day. And I'm not tooting my own horn. But right now, the closest thing to a real expert, I got to be up in there. Because all I do 24/7 is try to inundate my mind so I can have these conversations and dig a little deeper for you. So I hope you enjoy what we're doing. Let's keep moving. I was telling you about PMPs. Oh, you guys want to know where Hillary was, right? Before the PMPs? You want to know Hillary? Okay. So I'm listening to the news today, and they had a Hillary sighting. You know, Hillary's been missing for a while. Ever since they started that recount, that Jill Stein chick, ever since they started that, Hillary disappeared. Now, remember the one day the girl wandered in the woods and ran into her, if you remember that. Bumped into her. Now, let me ask you folks. Where do you usually go? Let's say like Christmas time. Let's say you go over to the relatives or neighbors or in-laws. And they live kind of rural. And you just got to get that edge off. I mean, you need to get that edge off. You can't puff right there at the house. They'll think you're crazy. That's how people are. It's Stoner! So you quietly say, hey, listen, I'm just going to take me a little walk. Where do you walk? In the woods. To get your puff on. So, Hillary Clinton appears today, and she says, I'm a paraphrase, well, I've been in the woods quite a bit. When I heard that, I've been in the woods quite a bit. Well, you know, if you're smoking that loud and the reporters are anywhere around, they going to catch a little waft of that coming through. And they would have known old Hillary was up in there burning her ass off. So Hillary did the old in-law move. She took her ounce, I believe, took a walk, had one. You know, you're Clinton. You could have you a tree house up in one of them trees don't nobody know about. And it's got an escalator up through the stump and take you on up. Because, you know, she had that bad hip. She wasn't climbing nothing. I could see Hillary up in her treehouse after the election. Bill couldn't even find her. Bill, have you seen your wife? No, you. I could see Hillary up there burning her ass off up in that treehouse. Because when she came out and they caught her coming out the woods. Where have you been, Miss Clinton? Ever since the election, and we haven't seen you. I've been in the woods. So I found it strange that she won that popular vote. And you know what the popular vote was, right? The majority of voters, more people voted for marijuana than voted for either candidate. I
think you just might see Hillary and Bernie together. How about that? Hillary and Bernie. Because I think Hillary been feeling the burn in the woods. I cannot figure out why a grown-ass woman would be chilling in the woods. Just my thought. Now, I was telling you earlier, right now we have an epidemic. Nobody seems to really be talking about it. But if you have 50,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. and nobody wants to talk about it, I thought I'd bring it up. Chet broke down some daily hits over there. What was it again, Chet, daily?
961 a week, 137 a day. And let me add.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of good people. And all these losses are horrible.
Yeah, man.
When you lose Michael Jackson and Prince and Heath Ledger and perhaps Junior Seau, we don't know. Those are people of privilege.
Yep.
Okay. But when you're talking about dependency, all right, the average Joe can barely scrape by to get that prescription. You know what? It takes precedence over anything else in their life. And we have enablers that are legally allowing this to happen. And that's the ignorance of the whole oversight.
Bingo.
That's just my opinion, bro.
That's why you pop in and you got the freedom to do that, because Chet's a white guy. If you didn't know. I know he sound like a brother. But Chet is probably about, how big are you, Chet? 6'3", 6'4"?
6'3" and a half. Yeah.
They always got to throw that little half in there like that. Man,
oh, y'all do it.
I'm 6'3". No, I'm 6'6", man. I don't throw extra half
on there.
Hey,
Holyfield threw it in all the time. Don't even go there.
But what's cool about the show is this. There's no other show that an African-American Cuban is at the helm and is the King Cola, Big Bud Man. Nowhere in this country. In Phoenix, Arizona, there's no other African-American Cuban talk radio host, period, in the story. We're breaking history, folks. Every day that we're on the air, we make history. So I said that to say this. I give you a different insight that you can't get on any other show. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it, but you don't get all white flavor. So it's always going to be the same salt and pepper, salt and pepper, salt and pepper. At least I give you a little cayenne up in there. I add a little spice to it. And then here come my man Chet. Because if I ever get confused and get off, I got Chet over there. And Chet is about as Anglo as you can get. And he gives you that Anglo opinion. And I like it like that. And we're going to keep it like that. That way we got both sides. And nobody can say, he's a racist. He always... Nope, that ain't how I roll.
It's got nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that, bro. We have a great show because we can give you every angle. Most folks don't even want to have a cat like me on because they know how I get down.
Well, anybody thinks like that, get off the lawn.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, it's not even close. It's not even close.
You got Chet mad now. Chet, look, don't get Chet mad. Whatever you do, remember he's 6'3" and a half. Now, back to this deal. How much time I got, Chet?
We got 30.
All right. Let me set this up. When I come back, we're going to do some news. It's not going to be that long. Don't go anywhere. And then I'm going to talk to my people in between. When I come back, I'm going to tell you exactly what a prescription drug monitoring program is set up to do. And it has set off an epidemic in this country. Hang with your man, King Cola, Isaac Griffin, the Cannabis Show. Living the High Life, 1100 KFNX.
Arizona News Radio, another day of President-elect Trump appointing cabinet members, another day of criticism from Arizona Democrats, this time opposition voice to the nomination of Andrew Pfizer to be Labor Secretary.
I think you're going to have people that are in the middle class are going to have less money to spend because you have somebody who's only going to be looking at the bottom line of business America, and that's how you spend the economy.
Arizona Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego, Trump insisting Pfizer has an extensive record of fighting for workers. Graham County investigators still looking into the incident that resulted in an Amber Alert being issued for a 12-year-old Safford girl.
We have not used the term abduction. The 12-year-old had a relationship with the defendant to the point that she went willingly with him.
County Undersheriff Jeff McCormie saying whether 12-year-old Savinia Kimball had a romantic relationship with Lawrence Alamek remains unclear. Arizona State kicker Zane Gonzalez, the winner of the Lou Groza Award given to the nation's top kicker. Sunny, low 70s in the desert, low 50s in the high country today. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic, a service once again of Unbound. We still have that closure in Scottsdale. Indian School Road closed east and westbound from Miller to Drinkwater. So if you want to head over to Scottsdale Fashion Square, you got to get to either Camelback or Scottsdale Road. Also, we have a closure 48th Street north and southbound between Baseline and Vineyard. Just like kids here, children around the world have big dreams for their future. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at unbound.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high around 70. Winds be out of the east at 5 miles per hour, becoming northwest by the afternoon. For this evening, it'll be partly cloudy and a low of 48, with northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. Sunny skies on tap for Saturday, high temperatures of 71. I'm Wade Tropp from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we are at 56 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatter wax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrates specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL7 10 cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrates live resin in Northern Lights for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 cup, including best vape pen, best CBD concentrate, and best sativa non-solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
Looking for award-winning photography and premium graphic design service? Go to Byfield, your one-stop shop located in Phoenix. If you need stills for your sporting event, video or cinematography for your wedding, or a hands-on experience with logo design, Byfield's is the place to go. Visit Byfields.org, that is Byfields.org, for all pricing on event packages. Use the promo code LTHL for 15% off site-wide. Byfields.org.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Welcome back, folks. Thanks for sticking around. I know you like to get that traffic, news, and weather all in one big puff. There you go. Got it. And also, big headlines being out here as far as in the cannabis world. Things are happening in our world that are affecting us daily. We're losing rights, all kind of things. But right now, what we are talking about, and we are live inside that dope magazine studio, Defend Our Plant Everywhere. This segment, Living the High Life, brought to you by my friends over at azmarijuana.com. Digital stories, information on the cannabis world, products. If you want to read about it in the digital world, azmarijuana.com. Hey, Penny, how are you? I see Cornelius locked in. I've got so many folks trying to get information in. And one thing that I do like, I threw that religion and cannabis out.
like I said, I had a ton of folks jump in on that, and I want to get to it. But first, I got to get back to something that they are not talking about. They do not want this information out. Real quick, about 3 months ago, I did a story right here. Only heard it right here. Where states that had medical marijuana, the prescription or the addiction rate was going down. They did more studies to find out that marijuana was an excellent alternative to opioids. Right now, a heavy part of this show will become opioids, sports, my senior citizens. But right now, being an ex-pro athlete, I remember the opioids that were around in the dishes like M&M's. I know firsthand what it's like to be in that situation, needing to be on the field, because sometimes the best ability is availability, and you do what you need to perform. Sometimes I can get that in sports, and I can separate it, because it, many times it is life and death. You don't play, you don't keep job. Real life, you guys got to help me on this. The addiction. Why? Do you start out with pain? And then you slowly, as some people around the studio and things that I know, once you start sniffing this stuff, it's a wrap, I hear. I can proudly say, King Cola, I don't get down like that. And I never will get down like that. Because if I could, one thing about the king, if I see the writing on the wall, I'm not going to ignore it. And even at the time when I played, man, I had to be hurting bad. But I will say, even when I played, I smoked. Let me tell you a quick story before I get back to these PMPs. Let me tell you how this thing works in the league. So, remember I told you about the idiot test? And the idiot test is where in the league, they test one time. You know when, you know the time, you know everything. If you flunk that test, they call you an idiot. And several people have. Well, I'm playing in the USFL down in Jacksonville. And for some reason, I don't know, got a little beside myself. And probably 2-3 days before I went to camp, man, we had one of those parties. I mean, one of those parties. It was a party. Went to camp. Went through everything. Knew that it was going to come up dirty. Now, this is training camp. You got to make the team. Now, I'm dirty. Here's what happened. I get a call into my defensive coordinator's office. He says, Griffin, we just got the results of your drug test back. Doesn't look good, man. Not good. Came back dirty. Marijuana. Well, I was at a party. It's probably got to be like some secondhand smoke, coach. It's got to be secondhand. Hell, I knew the test was coming. It got to be secondhand, coach. Good. Head coach want to see you. I'll be in there with you. So the next, if you ever want to see or feel your stomach drop, like you on one of those giant roller coasters, and you know when you go, and your stomach just go. As soon as I heard, we got to go. Head coach want to see you. You'd have thought I just went off a 500,000-foot roller coaster drop. Because now, this is camp. I'm supposed to be that guy. But now I'm about to be that guy. So I'm in the office. I'm looking at the coach. He reiterates what my defensive coordinator said to me.
We got the results back of your test. Griffin, you came up dirty. What were you thinking?
When they ask you that question, what were you thinking? You try not to answer it.
Did you hear me? What were you thinking?
So I tell him the story. I used a secondhand smoke story. Didn't buy it. Here's how it ended. Thank God. Son, if you didn't run a 4.640, if you weren't the best pass rusher that we had right now, we'd be giving you a roadmap and an apple. A roadmap to find your way home and an apple to eat when you get hungry. He said, here's what I need from you for the rest of this season, and we will be testing you. Please do not smoke marijuana during the season. During the season. Can you say reprieve?
Big time.
Now, here's where I get it, and I hate the guys like Stephen A. Smith. Can't give up the wacky weed. Can't give up the wacky weed. Let me say this. That night, I was lighting up. Out of exuberance, excitement, and happiness. Back then, that plant was medicinal for me. I didn't want opioids. I didn't want Percocets. I didn't want Vicodin. If I puffed, I was cool. Now, did the pain go away? I forgot about the pain. So I said that to say this. When you look at these situations and you start to find out about these opioids and where they're going and what they're doing, it brings us all the way back to one place. Everybody says money. No, I look at who's controlling it. They got a new tool out called prescription drug monitoring. And I believe, if I'm correct, it's in about 35 states right now. What is prescription drug monitoring program? What is that about, King Cola? It is about something that I call a data grab. There's nothing more important in this world than information. So the PDMP is a tool that can be used to address prescription drug diversion and abuse. So remember I was telling you, you can't go to the emergency today, get 60 pills, opioids, go to another city, get another 60. As soon as they type your name in, your information will pop up. They'll be like, hey, King Cola, you got 60 last night. Why are you back here getting another 60? What the hell's going on? It's what they call a drug epidemic early warning system. That's what I call it. You'll never hear anybody else say it. A drug epidemic early warning system. I'm going to come back, tell you about drug diversion, insurance fraud, and I got to tell you how cannabis can cure it all. Keep it locked in. The finest in cannabis talk with a twist.
Yeah.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300, 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatterwax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrates specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrates Live Resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's 6 award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the King of Cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m.
Baked Bros, pioneers in medical marijuana for Arizona. We are two entrepreneurs with a long-term commitment to the responsible growth of this important industry. Baked Bros is a serious company committed to the health of patients all across the state, and we're proud to be a vital part of Arizona's healthcare industry. We are dedicated to educating patients about proper dosing and are the leader in setting and meeting standards for marijuana edibles. Download our guide to marijuana edibles at BakedBros.com. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to medication. Download our guide to marijuana edibles at BakedBros.com. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
I can't wait. Man, I hope you can't wait. Every time we go to commercial break, you know we got to pay the bills. You know we got to pay the bills, keep the show on the air, keep the information flowing. That's what you do. I'm Isaac Griffin, the King Cola. This is the Isaac Griffin Cannabis Show, better known as Living a High Life. We are here for the community. I'm kind of like the, and fast becoming, the Angie's List of Cannabis Radio. My job is to connect you with the information, connect you with the people, the dispensaries everywhere. Every single day, we try to help somebody get to somebody who can help somebody who needs some help. Thanks for tuning in. By the way, final quarter here brought to you by Adidas, the three-stripe hemp. It's out there. Do you have it? Perfect time to get it. Christmas time is coming. All you got to do is go to Adidas.com, visit Foot Locker. Nearest local neighborhood Foot Locker near you. They got them, too. If not, again, footlocker.com. You know, I do this little thing called Know Your Rights. So I want to get back to the PMPs, but real important, I'm going to tie everything together like I always do. Know Your Rights. Now that we got this great audio going, thanks to the audio source, the man is outstanding. I got so much great stuff coming your way. This show is about to go to another level on social media. We're already reaching about 1.7 million on our social media platform. Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Snapchat. Got about over 20,000 that we're locked in penetration-wise with our cardholders out here in Arizona, over 100,000 of them. So we're pumping. We're getting the news. We're getting information out. This is not a show that we do in our basement, folks. This is, see that right there? Right there. See? That right there is the radio station that we do this from. In the heart of Midtown Phoenix. Dope Magazine State, studio. Defend our plan everywhere. But I'm glad to say we have made it to terrestrial radio. Not just internet. Our podcasts are on like Apple, iTunes, things like that. You can get our podcast over on the KFNX website. We got a monster website coming your way soon. We're doing the things to expand the information to the folks when they need it. We're on demand and we're live. So I do this thing called Know Your Rights. Know Your Rights is brought to you by my friends over at Park Dispensary. Number one in Phoenix. Number one. I mean, they got a boatload of strains over there too. Jeff and the boys at Park Dispensary. That's one of my homes. When I'm on that side of town over on University, it's like I got navigation automatically go to Park Dispensary. Stop. Let me get that right there, right there, right there. I mean, it always the top strains in the state you will find at Park Dispensary. Know your rights. Folks, too many people don't know their rights. And they're stripping our rights every single day. Example. Own a gun. You own a gun? 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 Got a medical marijuana card? MMJ card? MMJ card? You got one? You know that anything with marijuana use prohibits people from purchasing firearms. This is the federal law. A lot of members of the general public believe, well, what if I had my gun before? If you are not familiar with the Gun Control Act, you need to be. Because I hear a lot of ignorance, folks just chirping. Your ass going to jail. Keep chirping, you're going to jail. Under the law, let me break it down. A cannabis consumer, my friend, who possesses a gun. Cola, what'd you say? Under the law, a cannabis consumer who possesses a gun, no matter where he got it or she got it. Well, I'm going to be protecting my family. I got second right amendments. Gone. Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you don't. Under that law, if you don't know it, you are already guilty of a felony that's punishable, my friend, by up to 10 years in prison.
Well, they can't catch me. They don't know anything about me. Well, I bet.
Okay. Remember I was telling you about the PMPs earlier, right? And the one thing that I left out conveniently was PMPs are for controlled substances. Level one controlled substance. Can anybody tell me if cannabis is on level one controlled substance? Anybody know that? Chet, you know that? You don't know the answer to that? Marijuana is right there with heroin, cocaine, and all the others as a controlled substance on Schedule 1. Now, back to my point. Anyone who sells a gun and knows that that buyer is a cannabis consumer and falsifies or falsely denies marijuana use. Let me give you the form. Don't be trying to sneak in no gun shows. They're going to get you there too. Form 4473, folks.
4473. Write it down. It can get you up to 5 years for perjury. Well, how they gonna know? Well, federal government, remember, regulates drugs. In a federal world, marijuana is considered what? Drug. Drug. You know what's not on that list, though? Opioids. You know, the ones that the epidemic is, they not on no list. Just wanted to bring that up. But the federal government will regulate drugs through what they call the CSA. Don't go getting that tattooed on your arm or nothing like that. You know, on your neck, CSA. Because that's all about the Controlled Substance Act. Now, it still does not recognize the difference between medical and recreational use of cannabis. What you saying, King? The laws are generally applied to people who possess, cultivate, or distribute large quantities of cannabis. What's large quantities? A gram and up. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. If you think your information, and where I started to take you with the PMPs, let's bring it together. If you're out there getting prescription opioids, this is supposed to be the program that can show an epidemic or stop an epidemic before it gets started. Failure. They control your information by getting it. Then when you try to get more of the opioids, they have your information. At that point, law enforcement can get involved. Also, PMPs, no one's telling you this, and they can argue and lie all they want to. If marijuana is on the controlled substance list, Schedule 1, and doctors are prescribing it in a medical world, law enforcement also has access to your information. I don't give a damn about HIPAA. They control the amount of cannabis that we can buy, 2.5 ounces. How come I can't get 4? How come I can't get 2.5 from this place? Go over there and get 2.5. You know why? Because those dispensaries got that information. Go try to buy 2.5 ounces and then go to another dispensary that day and try to get 2.5 ounces. They already know you bought 2.5 ounces. You see where I'm going? Oh, it's tricky. I'm up in there. I'm talking about the things you need to talk about and the things you need to know. On Monday, I keep it going. I don't stop. It's just like a continuous program. Woof, woof, woof. See you on Monday.
Drifting. You drifting?
You know I'm drifting.
Hey, Griffin,
you drifting?
I'm chilling while I'm drifting. Drift is the Dicot Farms cannabis sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.